You know that I'm always talking about who you are being. Your being informs the doing. Your being is all about you, how you act, react, think, the habits you have, the personality that you have. They're not you, but they're things that you have, and they reflect in who you are being on a day-to-day basis. And those things determine the doing of your life, what you are doing, which is the action. And this is what we're talking about today. And listen, here's the thing. It doesn't matter whether you're driving the car that you have now or the car that's on your vision board. It doesn't matter if you're living where you're living now or in a Malibu beachfront mansion, or it doesn't matter if you have £10 in your bank account or £1 million in your bank account. You are you, and you will be you. What I see a lot is that people will wait around until they have the things that they want. And then they think that once the things that they want, so all of the things on their vision board, the life they want, the relationship they want, the house they want, the income they want, they think that when they have all of those things, they will change. They will be a different person to the person that they were before. And they believe that they will miraculously become this person who never worries about money, or that they will become a tidy person, or they will become this person who has all of these hours in the day to dedicate to self-care and wellness, when all of their desires come into their reality. They think that it's going to be the things that change them. But I'm telling you, this is not the case. You are you regardless of where you are, what you have. Because I could pick you up and I could drop you in another part of the world, a completely different country, a completely different location, and you would still be you. It's not going to change you immediately. Yes, it might change you slightly over time, but the beliefs and the emotions that are really your default state of being right now, those things aren't going to change much. And I could put you in an all expenses paid luxury hotel room for 2 weeks. And I bet that hotel room, even though it was the most luxurious, incredible, amazing hotel room in the world, I bet in the space of a couple of days, if you're a messy person, that hotel room will become very messy and you will not keep it looking clean, tidy, and organized because you are you. And that doesn't mean you can't change, because you absolutely can. But the change comes from you first, not the external environment, not the external things, not the money in your bank account. Those things won't change you. You change you. So I know someone who had a money mindset rooted in scarcity, and he inherited this huge amount of money, and it was more money than he'd ever received in his life. Before he inherited this money, he had a good job, but he was always worrying about money. He never believed he had enough. He always stressed about money. He feared about it running out. And then when he received this large inheritance, did his money mindset change from the person he was before he received the inheritance to someone who was of an abundance mindset when he had all this money in his bank account that just made its way to him? No, it didn't change him. It didn't change the fear he had around money. It didn't change the worry, the stress, the lack, the scarcity. The money didn't change him. In fact, it made him even more in scarcity, because he'd got used to living his life paycheck to paycheck. He had some savings and he would always feel like it wasn't enough, but it certainly was for him to survive, exist, and live comfortably. then he received this inheritance. And because he was so in a scarcity mindset, and that was his default way of being, so fearful that money's going to run out, so fearful that it's never enough, so fearful that it's all just going to disappear, that he needs more. Because that was his default way of thinking, it didn't matter how much money he actually had. When that money hit his bank account, he felt good for a very short period of time. But over time, what happens is that default way of being and that default way of thinking creeps back in. The external doesn't change the internal. And in fact, it only enhanced all of the fear that he actually had. So much so that he had all this money that he'd inherited. He couldn't bring himself to touch it, not even to invest it, not even to move it into another bank account. Money and external things do not change the internal default set point of your way of being, your way of thinking, your nervous system. Because this guy, he always believed that money would solve many, many of his problems, that he just needed more money and things would be better. So he got more money. And what did it change? Nothing. It didn't change a thing because his scarcity was still there. So he was scared of money running out before. More money's added. It doesn't take away the fear of that money running out. And I want you to think about this for yourself. Really, really honestly. Like more honest than you may have been before. Because you might, after hearing this story, realize that yes, of course, more money might help the situation you're in right now. But is more money really what's needed? Or is it this internal feeling and fear that's going on that would be useful to shift? Because I guarantee you might be disagreeing with me, but it's the internal that's going to make the world of difference to your external reality. And this isn't just about money. This is about everything, everything that might be on your vision board, everything that you might desire. So let's think of a new car. You might have your car right now and you're just driving it around. You don't really care about it. It's not the car that you really want. It gets you from point A to B. And then you have the car on your vision board and you think, when I get that car, I am going to take such good care of it. I'm going to take it to the car wash. I am going to love it. No one is ever going to leave their dirty coffee cups in this car. This car, I'm going to look after so much. Whilst simultaneously treating the car that you currently have like trash. And this is the same thing. It's believing that the external is going to change what is actually an internal set point. Having a new car, yeah, you are going to take care of it for a period of time. But again, that default way of being, which is a default, it's not a permanent way of being, but that default way of being will creep in unless you change the default way of being. Then you will become the person who will look after and clean her car, regardless of what car it is. Because I believe we are so tricked into thinking it's the external things that will change us. So that we're always buying, we're always spending, we're always overspending, potentially getting ourselves into debt. And I believe that that is intentional. We have all been conditioned to seek things outside of ourselves. We seek validation in other people. We seek validation through money. We seek happiness through money. All of the things that we want to feel, security, freedom, we're seeking all of those in external things. So we always want more, 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 more all the time because we believe that more is going to mean more happiness, peace, love, fun, freedom, all the things that we want, fulfillment, purpose. And we've been led to believe this for so long. This is generational. So it's coming from so many things that make us believe that we just need more in order to feel better. But what we're actually searching for is in ourselves. The answer is internal. The internal set point, default way of being, if we can change the dial of that, the external shifts. And yeah, you know, I am all for you having an abundance of money, wealth, love, all of the material things, a nice car, all of the things. But I want you to look within first, because the easiest place to hide something is usually in the most obvious place. It's always hidden in plain sight. And we can become so tricked about everything else, everything that has been made to be desired, when in fact, by changing the thermometer reading of our internal, that ripples out into the external. So think about how this might be showing up for you. Are you putting all of your happiness, fulfillment, purpose into the things on your vision board? Or can you start looking closer to home to find those things now? If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was. And now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session, with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks, but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. Can you find more trust and safety with the money that you have now? If you're trying to manifest that dream car, can you become the person who looks after and cares for the car now with what you have now, instead of thinking it's the car that's going to change you? And I don't think that this is like the secret key to manifesting. I'm not sitting here and saying that if you treat your current car like you would your brand new G-Wagon, that means you're going to manifest your G-Wagon faster. I'm not saying that. This is more of an energetics thing of you creating more self-trust and self-worth, which is going to help you ultimately manifest faster. I don't believe this is an action-based thing. I believe this is an energetics thing of you changing your energetic state of being, your internal temperature, your default way of being now, so that you're not putting all of your eggs into the basket of what's on your vision board. Because I want you to live better now. Too many people are wasting the happiness and the peace that is available to them now because they are too busy waiting for the things that they desire to happen in order to make them feel the happiness, the peace, the joy, the fulfillment that they are seeking. So this is about raising your standards now. This is about having a better quality of life now that is not based on external things. Because I have no doubt that you're going to achieve your goals. I have no doubt that if you continue You will manifest what's on your vision board if you keep going. But my intention for you is that when those things manifest, you're already the best version of yourself, who is stable, who is calm, who is regulated, who is at peace, who trusts themselves, who trusts money. And those feelings are not determined by what's in your bank account, what car's on the driveway, or where you live, fill in the blank. The answer to the peace that you want is within you. The answer to the abundance that you want is within you. The answer to the fun you want is within you. It's all within you now. So I want you to get all of the things on your vision board. I want that for you. And I know you'll get that, but I also want you to be happy and to feel good now, before it comes. And then when it comes, it's just the cherry on the cake. So think about who you are being right now. How much of you would actually change when your external world changes, when your bank account changes? Would getting the money that you want deposited into your bank account right now, would that really change you? Would it really make you happier for the rest of your life? Or do you think maybe I would still have a bit of fear around money? Maybe I would still be scared that even though the money has come, it could run out. Maybe I would feel that, in which case, amazing. That was my intention for this episode, because we're shining a light on where internally we need to just switch up those dials so that when the money does come, you feel really fucking good and you stay feeling good because you were already good without it. Prove to yourself that you can be the best version of yourself now. Don't waste any more time feeling miserable, stressed, scared because of your external circumstances, such as money or the things that you don't yet have. And this isn't about writing gratitude lists. Go and listen to my gratitude episode if you want my opinion on gratitude. Yes, appreciating what you have is a big part of this, but this is the deep inner work that I'm referring to. This is about changing your internal set point and not tricking yourself that you need the external things, the money, the this, the that, to change who you are, because you don't. You can change now. You can change now. I'm here because I want to see you win. I want to see you living out your vision board, and I want to see you happy, and I want to see you fulfilled, and I want to see you with a huge smile on your face every single day, regardless of what you do or do not have. I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.